Hi, this is Nayetta.
Hi, this is Sin.
And welcome back to
The Help Show. Thank you for tuning back in, and we hope that you've enjoyed our previous podcast. Now that Spam 2016 is over, spreading awareness isn't.
So, our next topic is about substance abuse.
And we wanted to touch base on this because, you know, when our dear friend Leighton Andrew committed suicide, we feel that substance abuse had a large role in his ultimate demise. So it's something that we want to share with you guys and help bring awareness to you guys about.
Very important. I think it's very important because with what happened with Leighton, it tumbled down. You know, it started with substance abuse and it ended with substance abuse, which led to suicide. So it is extremely important that we do talk about this topic, substance abuse and addiction, and you know how to identify addiction. This particular topic, we wanted to talk about substance abuse, what we thought about it before we had the professionals to come,
and we wanted to also see, you know, if what we thought about it is something that you guys may think about it, because, you know, when you don't have all of the information or the knowledge, you know, you have your own perceptions of things. And, you know, we want to put a disclaimer out there that we're not saying that because of substance abuse, that's the reason he committed suicide, but understand that there's a correlation between it. So let's talk about what we think drug abuse or substance abuse is.
Okay, so if you guys want to follow us, we are looking at www.webmd.com where we're getting these questions. So the first thing that I'm looking at, it says, you may have an addiction to prescription drugs if you're not using medications in the way you're prescribed. You take large doses or take the drugs more often than the prescriptions call for. Or use medicine in a form not prescribed, such as crushing pills. So what are your thoughts on that, Sin?
So we all intellectually can read off of a website, but at the end of the day, what really is drug addiction? Like what do you think drug addiction is?
So when I think about drug addiction, I think about drug addiction like shopping addiction or sex addiction. I know I said the big old S word, sex, but an addiction is addiction. Like if you buy too many Louboutins and you know you can't, you're buying the shoes but you can't afford to get your hair done, you can't afford to live a certain lifestyle, or you can't afford to pay your bills, or you're starting to do a little, you know, some tricks for a red bottom sole, then I believe that's an addiction.
And we all do, and that's why we're going to talk about this. So when I'm reading WebMD, like as we both are, you know, you start looking at all these things, and I think that for me, it's a relativity thing, like how deep somebody is into something, and then you start thinking about the symptoms. So for me, drug addiction or substance addiction or any addiction, but particularly in this case, you know, with substance, is that when somebody falls into a place where they can no longer control whether they have the choice to take a substance or not, and their whole life is controlled by a substance, that's when I believe you're addicted. When I feel that it supersedes anything else in your life, people's feelings around you, your need for food, your need for sleep. And if you look down here, okay, you know, you see other signs you may have a drug problem.
Which one?
So,
okay, where it says you look in other people's medicine cabinets for drug addiction. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a stalker. But we can say this is drug addiction. Is that you take prescribed meds with alcohol or other drugs. I don't know, because like, let's say hypothetically, okay, that I'm taking a medication and I'm a little parched and only thing I have around me is alcohol. Does it make me have an addiction?
See, that's the thing we need to recognize. Like a lot of people in our society, I mean, if you look at the statistics, a lot of people are on pharmaceuticals, whether it's for migraines, whether it's for diabetes, whether it's for high blood pressure. And it's safe to say that not all of those people drink alcohol. So at what point are you really, you know, abusing a substance?
Okay. So let's say hypothetically, you're abusing a substance mm-hmm. when, let's say you hurt your ankle. And they give you, I don't know, a hydrocodone? What do they give you when you...
Vicodin. Any, I don't know what the schedules are, but anything
that's... I haven't hurt myself in a very long time, so yeah. I'm kind of like off on the drug. I don't know.
For other people, I mean, I think that sometimes you become reliant on it to not feel the pain. And right. I think it's more of a deeper issue. I think you don't want to feel.
Oh, you know what? I think that we are, as humans, we're chemically imbalanced in a lot of different things. And I think a certain drug can pretty much, it triggers it. So let's say that you have taken drugs in the past, prescription drug for pain, and you haven't taken them in a long time. Then you hurt yourself, and then you have to get on prescription drug. Then guess what? It starts all over again. Does that make you addicted? Have an addiction? Or have an addiction issue? That's the question.
That's a good question. I think that we will have all these questions, and I think ultimately they will be answered. And we ultimately believe that addiction is something that, again, it takes control of your life, and it takes control of all your emotions, and it's the one thing that overrules anything else. So if you read right here on WebMD, if you're following, other signs you may have if you have a drug problem. So there's a lot of physical changes, a lot of detachment, a lot of, you know, over exaggeration.
You spend a lot of time thinking about drugs, how to get more when you mm-hmm. take it, how good it feels, how bad you feel afterwards. That sounds like, you know what, I'm not gonna even go there.
You've lost interest in things you once liked to do. You've yeah. begun having trouble doing normal daily things like cooking or working.
If you have to borrow money or you make up a story to have money for drugs, that's an addiction.
That's what I mean by it kind of supersedes and overrides everything in your life. Like, you will do anything it takes to get the substance, whether it's prescription or street illegal drugs. And I know we keep referring back to Layton because it was the one big example we had. There was a lot of, like, when we go down this list, there was a lot of things that coincides with his actions.
Most
that
definitely.
We, at that time, even if we may have acknowledged them or noticed them, we kind of made excuses. We kind of didn't lie to ourselves, but we were like, oh no, you know, you probably just needed money to go, you know, there were a lot of things that were repetitive and overly exaggerated and ongoing. And even you saying that, talking to his mother, there were certain things that she pointed out, you know.
She was like, yeah, or even when the times he was asking to let me borrow money from you, he's my friend, you know. To me, you loan friends money. Well, I think you give your friends money, but, you know, and I was like, oh, sure, no problem. And now I'm thinking about it. Well, what about... You know, I'm looking at this list and it's saying you have new set of friends with whom you do drugs or go to different places to use the drugs, which, you know, I think is true to a certain extent. You know, you have some people that are just super friendly, have a new set of friends, but then...
You have people that are doing something they feel guilty about doing but have no control over, so they leave people that truly care about them and have a superficial relationship with those that are doing what they're doing, and that's the sense of codependency or attachment you have with your so-called friends.
Signs of drug addiction. So signs someone else is addicted. What do you think about this list then?
So if you guys are following, once again, some of them may be more apparent to you than others. Some of them may make sense to you more than others. Like, so you really, I think this is why, again, you know, the help show, we want to bring awareness to you guys and for you to really sit down and assess this list of signs for drug addiction.
But what about, you know what, I think a sign is bloodshot eyes. Well, you know what?
That's what if I'm just really tired?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what if I'm having
my eyes is bloodshot all weekend? I think what we're trying to do, Nayeta are trying to do, is kind of get you to really think and observe. Because I believe that in our day-to-day lives, we're so caught up in the mundane and ourselves and things that maybe matter to you but don't matter to somebody else. Or, you know, it's your life, and in the grand scheme of things, you have a friend over here who's suffering and you don't even know.
Right. And I think that if you go to webmd.com, I think the list does help you. Now, to a certain extent, because the bloodshot eyes and freaking blood the freaking bloody noses, you know, you might have high blood pressure, I don't know.
or changes in friends and activities. Maybe you're doing something your friend doesn't like and they don't want to tell you they don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
You don't know.
So I think these are great, you know, to show you different symptoms and to be aware of, you know, different symptoms of drug addiction.
Yeah, general things.
But don't get out of hand with it. This is why for our next episode, we're going to have
professionals.
Mm-hmm. We're not the professional. Well, I'm not the professional yet. Give me some time. Yes. But we're not the professionals. And we're going to have the professionals to help you identify what a drug addiction is. And it's so important for this episode, but also the next episode, because so you can listen to the professionals.
Yes, and they will also be able to answer questions, give you resources on where you can seek help or what to do. So again, if you're following WebMD with us, right here at the bottom it states, if you think you or someone you know has a problem, seek help right away. The sooner an addict gets help, the better. So this is something that we are going to kind of provide to you through our interviews, because Nayeta and I have reached out to our community here in Dallas, and we have reached out to the rehabilitation centers out here, and we are interviewing with people that are professionals when it comes to this subject. And we're going to give you the resources on where you can go to find help and where you can, you know, find resources to kind of follow through with intervention or what have you.
And then also they can identify better, because this is what they deal with. This is what their career is. This is what they do for a living. This is what they have got their degrees in. Where they can identify. Mm-hmm. The way they can identify is... it truly lets you know that we're not truly the professionals.
Because they're there. The people...
They see them.
Yeah, every day.
They see the lies. They see the perception. They see, you know, when someone is trying to truly hide the addiction, when addiction is true in their faces. So, the next episode, I'm truly excited with the professional we're going to have. And for the rest of the month, we're going to be interviewing other professionals, and I'm super excited.
Yes, and we are definitely going to touch base on this subject here, and we hope you stay tuned and join us for the following episodes to come and keep spreading awareness, listen, share, and help.
And thanks for listening to The Help Show. For more information, visit us on our website
at thehelpshow.com. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned.